I want to welcome you to our third Game of Life Masterclass call. And the admin stuff that I want to share with you real quick is that the recordings of all our completed calls are available to download at the Masterclass Central. And you can also listen to the video on the private Facebook group. And I have added several bonuses, resistance energy, following the energy breadcrumbs to rewrite neural pathways of belief, sending and infusing love, meeting your worry angel. That's a full webinar, and there is a separate just the meditation only. Receive and understand messages from your angels. And Cindy, that will help you to also communicate with deceased loved ones if you want to use that. That is a workshop. Let's see, I added the visioning journey and a prosperity vibration meditation that's really fun. And I did add my favorite meditation, the cleanse and clear away fear from your safe space. And every time I listen to that for days, I have that music going on in my head, and it just really helps to move me back into that safe place. And then I also added the quiet your mind exercise that's shared with permission of the Chopra Center. And you can get all those things if you'll scroll down to the bottom of the Masterclass Central webpage and be sure to download those, all those audios to your devices, because you never know when you're going to be someplace and not have internet service. And if it's on your devices, you can still listen to it. And one more thing about the Quiet Your Mind exercise, I don't think that I shared with you why that is so important. If you get a chance to listen to all the information about the Quiet Your Mind exercise, you probably already know. But if you haven't had time, the reason that's so important is because each segment of that exercise affects different parts of your brain to help move you into that place of being open to whatever it is that you're trying to do. If you're trying to connect with your higher self, if you're working to process through subconscious hidden beliefs through that energy, if you're looking to meditate, connecting with these loved ones, you can use that quiet your mind exercise, and it really helps to move your body into that. I believe it's the theta brainwave. You know, I take this information in, and it just lasts so long, but it does move you into that place to really open your heart to make that connection. So it is very, very powerful, even though it is so incredibly simple, and you can do it anywhere. So take a listen to that. That is something that we use here when we build our sacred space to help us move into the power of that energy. So now we're going to go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable and just take a few deep breaths, and we'll quiet our minds, and then we'll begin with a prayer. So again, just get comfortable and close your eyes. And we want to ask the angels to control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected and make a clean, clear recording. So just take another really deep breath, and with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another really deep breath, just shift that focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace that wonderful feeling of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask, who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, we ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, Join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we're so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll create our sacred circle of love. If you're in Asia, Africa, or Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. We come together as one, with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And I want to ask you now to just step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. I ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angel. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with another deep breath, we ground into this energy. So see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils, up the rocks and the water, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. So this week, Lauren stretches our awareness and dives deeper into bringing our three levels of consciousness into alignment. The power that really is ours and our ability to manifest through us anything that we want. The foundation for this chapter is more than just the power of the word. It's the power of the God part within our human grasp. And Florence states that the invisible forces are ever working for man who's always pulling the strings himself, though he doesn't know it. Owing to the vibratory power of words, whatever man voices, he begins to attract. People who continually speak of disease invariably attract it. The body may be renewed and transformed through the spoken word and clear vision, and disease be completely wiped out of the consciousness. The metaphysician knows that all disease has a mental correspondence, and in order to heal the body, one must first heal the soul. The soul's the subconscious mind, and it must be saved from wrong thinking. And this means that the subconscious mind or soul must be restored with the right ideas. And the mystical marriage is the marriage of the soul and the spirit, or the subconscious and superconscious mind. They must be one. When the subconscious is flooded with the perfect ideas of the superconscious, God and man are one. I and the Father, Mother, God, are one. That is, he is one with the realm of perfect ideas. He's the man made in God's likeness and image, and is given power and dominion over all created things, his mind, body, and affairs. Well, the words aren't so far out of our current speech, but that concept takes the knowledge of our inner power to a new, powerful level of mastery. The visual that Florence creates when she says, pulling the strings ourselves, opens the way to understand a new perspective of manifesting our reality. When we see ourselves as a puppet master, pulling the strings of our own life, we can more clearly understand how we manifest our own life experiences. And this means that we're manifesting every good and every awful situation or relationship, cash flow, everything that's happening in our lives. It also brings into play the fact that if we don't like what we're experiencing, we have the power to change it. No matter how helpless or stuck we may be feeling, we have the choice to not feel that way and create a higher outcome, no matter what chaos pit we're swimming in. So is the default energy of your subconscious pulling your strings through whatever dominant energy is hanging out there? Or are you consciously choosing to be the highest vibration of love energy to move your strings? Gosh, I remember years ago when I learned that I was manifesting the awful fear-filled drama that was my life. When I learned that life wasn't happening to me, it's happening through me, that I was manifesting the drama I was drowning in through the fear within me. Oh, yeah. Talk about denial. I went into a tailspin of denial because there's no way I was manifesting all that awfulness. Oh my gosh. Back then, well, my daughter and I had to hide out at times because I was afraid my ex-husband, her dad, would kill us because he'd become a meth dealer. And by that point, he was an addict. And meth addicts don't think past what they want in this moment. Consequences? That word is not even in their vocabulary. He was using drugs, which kicked up my fight or flight response. I was in survival mode all the time. So there was no consciously choosing my energy. I was defaulting to the fear of fight or flight that was dominant in my subconscious. I wasn't manifesting trauma, pain, suffering, and despair on purpose. I wasn't manifesting any of that on purpose because who would do that? But I was manifesting my experience over and over and over again, creating more to be afraid of because I was defaulting to that dominant fear energy of my subconscious. I was living at a high level of fear, and that's exactly what my subconscious and conscious energy was focused on. High level of fear. And I had become an expert at manifesting more awful, fear-filled, dramatic experiences of pain, fear, and despair. And when I step back and look at defaulting to fear energy in the subconscious and studied that experience, I thought, if this concept were true, that I was defaulting to fear energy in my subconscious, then in theory, all I needed to do to improve my life is just pull those strings another way. All I needed to do is change the focus of my energy, my belief and words, shift that, change that focus to a higher vibration of energy, like the energy of gratitude. And well, for me, that sounded easy enough. Shift my energy, change how I feel, raise the vibration of what I consciously say and what I consciously believe. No problem. I could do that. But what about the hidden beliefs and the hidden thought patterns, the fears that I've been subconsciously holding on to for years? Our spirit lives in a human body, and human bodies include a subconscious that is power without direction, ever listening, taking in information. And when that information's painful, we bury it and feed it anger, frustration, overwhelm, despair, and stress, sometimes on a daily basis. And when we're in survival mode, it's all day, every day. Well, here's a totally different spin on the subconscious taking in information. You know, your cell phone listens to what you're saying, right? You'll talk about something with somebody, and then next thing you know, that something you talked about is popping up in your news feeds and on your social media feeds. And what's really unnerving is when you just thought about something and you didn't speak it out loud, but there it is in your news feed. Well, the algorithms take what you said, and based on that, they lead you in a logical direction. And one time I was talking with a family member on my landline with my cell phone sitting next to me. And when I completed that call, I picked up the cell phone and it had typed out word for word a full paragraph of my conversation. I was shocked when I read back that what I had said. That really freaked me out. Well, the subconscious does this too. It takes in the information and it stores it away, creating neural pathways of belief. Lawrence calls those subconscious records. And if the information's painful, the core of the seed that's planted is based in not being good enough in some way. And enough of those seeds planted, and you have a forest of feelings of not being good enough. And you know that saying, can't see the forest for the trees. That's where we end up. But nobody gets up in the morning and thinks or says, I'm not good enough today. This is going to be an awful day, and I'm going to feel overwhelmed and a victim of terrible experiences. Nobody says that. At least no student of forensics says that. But if we went to sleep last night worrying about the stresses of yesterday, how we got sideways with somebody, or we became overwhelmed with finances, and we don't consciously choose to be a higher vibration of love energy today, we default to yesterday's fear energy. And we set the wheels into motion to create the same awful experience today. It may not look the same, but the energy will feel the same. Awful. Do you go to sleep worrying? Let's be clear. Worry does nothing to improve your life. Nothing. But it can and will make you sick. It'll block you from clarity of thought. That worry will travel right to the person that you're worried about, and they feel that judgment. They don't like it. If you haven't met your worry angel or listened to the Worry Angel webinar, do that first chance you get so you can get a better understanding of the truth about worry and what to do with it. And this is where your daily journal pages from the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook support you too. It reminds you to employ your worry angel. It reminds you to focus on gratitude before you fall asleep. The Upon Waking Journal page supports you when you wake up to consciously create your day, to choose to be love energy. When was the last time you got up and consciously chose what kind of day you were going to have? Well, if you journaled in your playbook this morning, it was today. But if you didn't, did you stop and think about how you wanted your day to flow? Or did you get sucked into your day before you took control of your thoughts? Grasping this is life-changing. Something as simple as consciously choosing what kind of day you're going to have, accepting what your life is, and consciously choosing the energy you want to be, manifests through you from within to without miraculous experiences. One of Florence's affirmations is, today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle, and wonders shall never cease. What if you used the empowerment of this energy container, this affirmation, and you took the muscle behind these powerful words farther? What if you stepped into visioning, to seeing, experiencing the joy of a miracle, the happiness and fulfilled feeling of a perfect day? What if you took the energetic vibration of these words to that level of experience? What kind of day would you have? Give that a try and let us know what happens. That's homework, by the way, and I want you to post about it in the Facebook group. Let's discuss how this simple action step of using your power, what it does for you. And when you infuse your day with love, like we do in our sacred circle, when we create that sacred circle, when we get together, holding hands with the angels and placing your day, your life, in the center of that circle and infusing it with love of the highest order, what miracles would you attract? Florence teaches us that we have the power to heal our body. But to heal the body, we must first heal the soul. The soul being the subconscious mind that must be saved from wrong thinking. The wrong thinking she talks about is the hidden beliefs based in the fear energy that runs rampant in the background of our mind's operating system. The anxiety, frustration, anger, resentment, despair, feelings of being a victim, betrayal, shame, guilt, feelings of not being worthy, deserving, or good enough. These feelings could be intangible or tangible. For example, you know the uncomfortable energy is there, but it's too scary to look at, or you just don't know what to do with it. Or that energy could be completely hidden, but just below the surface, bubbling like lava under a volcano, ripe to be revealed by some trigger of adversity. In chapters 1 and 2, Florence talks about aligning the three levels of consciousness. Here she brings in a new perspective as a marriage, a merger of the subconscious and the superconscious as one, fading together as one. The only way the subconscious and the superconscious can merge is if they're of the same vibration. The superconscious can never lower to the human vibration of the subconscious because it's the God part within. It's where Father, Mother, God, and I are one. That realm of perfect ideas. The field of potentiality that fulfills our square of life. This means that the subconscious must raise its vibration in order to be in alignment. But it cannot raise its vibration if it's wallowing in fear energy, that energy of anxiety and frustration, anger, resentment, despair, feelings of being a victim, betrayal, guilt, shame, feelings of not being worthy, deserving, good enough. In order for the subconscious to raise its vibration, it must transform negative thoughts and beliefs to the vibration of love thoughts and beliefs. We talked about how to do this in the first call, and I added step-by-step guidance about resistance energy, energy breadcrumbs, and infusing situations with love. Another way to process through, heal, and release negative thoughts and beliefs is to use the Sedona method of release. It's very simple. Florence teaches us to face our fears, and those fears can be negative beliefs and thought patterns that have been hidden in your subconscious. The Sedona method of release supports you to face or observe, heal, and release them. And these are the five steps. Acknowledge, number one, acknowledge and focus on a negative thought pattern, feeling, or belief that's been revealed. And then embrace that feeling to your heart. Pull it in. Immerse yourself in it. I know this sounds counterproductive because the goal, goal is to release, but you're pulling the darkness of fear energy into the light. So you can see it. And darkness cannot exist in the light. So when you observe it, when you pull it into the light, it immediately begins to dissipate, like turning on a light in a dark room. Number two, ask yourself, could I let this feeling go? You'll get a yes or a no. And no matter what the answer is, embrace what you can still feel, and that's hard to say, still feel into your light. Embrace it into your light. And number three, ask yourself, would I let this feeling go? And no matter what that answer is, again, embrace the feeling of it as best you can, whatever's left of it. And number four, then ask yourself, when will I let this go? Now is the best answer. Do your best to embrace the original feeling again. Is it still there? Because you know, quantum physics teaches us when we observe an energy, it's going to react differently than when we don't. So there may not be any left. Number five, scan your body. Do you feel that original feeling? That feeling of resistance? Well, if you can't find it, it's been released. But if you do still feel it, repeat these steps again until the feeling's completely gone. Now, Florence teaches us in this chapter about blessing people in situations, about releasing the need to hold critical thoughts towards someone or something. She tells us that we should use our words for only three things: to bless, heal, and prosper. She doesn't mention our thoughts here, but thinking negative thoughts about someone or something holds the same power as speaking out loud. When we evict negative thinking, thought patterns, and beliefs from our brain and refuse to let them back in, life changes. And with this set intention as a basis of living our life, negativity that's been hiding out in our subconscious is revealed. It's pushed forward, begging to be healed, not to punish, but begging to be healed and released so we can be free of it. Because it's a foreign energy. It's an alien energy in our body that must be put out. And you can use the breadcrumb method, following the energy breadcrumbs, or the Sedona method of release to heal and release this energy block so that you can be free of it. Or you can use both. You may receive another way of processing through the energy. Use what works best for you until it's really gone. Florence tells us that we have power and dominion over all created things, mind, body, and affairs. If we believe that the superconscious is one with God, then grasping this statement is a natural experience. We're naturally one with God. We are of the highest vibration, and for lack of a better word, we are love, love of the highest order. Love that transcends the pain of this physical world. All we have to do is release that need to believe what we've been taught, that we're separate from God. We cannot be separate from God when God is within us, manifesting through us. Think about it. We each have the power and dominion over our mind, body, and affairs. This doesn't mean we can control others, but when you're vibrating in the love vibration, you have no desire to. Having power and dominion means we have the power within us to create and live our version of heaven on earth, no matter what we have been or done. No matter what chaos is going on around us, we have the power within us to be happy. We have the power to manifest what was once a thought. It was once a flash of energy, of excitement at being, doing, or having something. And we have the power to bring it into our reality from within to without. We all have this power. And let's get one thing very clear. Being happy is not Selfish. Being happy when the world around you may be crumbling in some way, whether through situations or relationships or experiences of others, like a war or a natural disaster. Being happy holds that safe space for others to be happy too, to rebuild, to improve their lives. When we're happy, we give others hope. And the energy of your happiness, it flows into Mother Earth, healing her beneath your feet. The inherent truth is, we are the vibratory force of love energy because we are one with God. That's how we're born, fearless. And then we're taught that we aren't. It's time to overcome that. Fully from within to reflect without. If you're having trouble grasping that love feeling, work on embracing the feeling of gratitude. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, and gratitude is the human emotion that supports us to grasp it. Gratitude and the freedom of forgiveness. Florence tells us that forgiveness neutralizes mistakes, that our enemy is within. The disharmony within manifests disharmony without as our life experience. Each one of us can step back as an observer and see this truth in our own lives. The first time I saw this, when I stood back and observed, I was shocked. It's like I'd been tased or something, and not to make light of that, but man, it was shocking. What the heck? How could I do this to myself? The answer is simple. Because I wasn't thinking. I wasn't consciously choosing what I wanted. I was subconsciously defaulting to my focus on how awful my life was. My enemy was definitely within me. My enemy was the fear energy of my own beliefs. And depending on what moment it was, that fear was resentment or anger, shame, guilt, overwhelm, stress, despair. It was feelings of being helpless. All those words mean things. They mean different things, but they all drill down to one belief. I believed deeply at a subconscious level that I was not good enough. Look at your own life. Step back as the observer. What do you see? Observe without judgment, because there's nothing you can do about the past. So look at it without judgment. You can't change the past, but you can release the pain of it. And you have the power to improve and change your present and your future. You have the power within you to reconnect with that love essence that you are, that God part within. Align and reconnect your subconscious with your superconscious. Everything you dream of, everything that makes your heart sing with joy, is possible. No matter what your life looks like right this moment, it's possible. Maybe your life's wonderful. Well, you can take wonderful to an even higher, stronger feeling of bliss, to reach that space of poise that Florence talks about. If your life's in a pit of despair, you'll see and experience changes quickly. You'll experience huge shifts of energy to again reach that state of poise. It's all expansion. Expansion of awareness and energy. So just be aware that expansion naturally follows with a contraction. It could be big. It could be small. Be aware so you can manage the fallout of it. Reach out for help if you're experiencing this. And no matter how much I heal for myself, no matter how much work I do, I still have more to do. I live in a human body. And I've been a narcissist magnet all my life. I had to learn the hard way to be free of that pain, that constant doubt, questioning myself, the undermining of self-confidence by being labeled too sensitive. Like being sensitive is a bad thing. Well, it's not. Let's get clear right now. It's not a bad thing to be aware of energy. It's learning how to put up a shield of protection so that you're as an empath, you're not absorbing everybody else's negativity. It's drawing a line between what's acceptable treatment and the treatment that looks okay on the outside, but really leads down a path that will belittle you and guide you to believing that you're worthless. All because we want to fit in. And we believe at that subconscious level that we need someone else's approval. Well, you don't need anyone else's approval for anything. The light within you is perfect. Perfect and beautiful. Accept it. The only approval you need is your own. And I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You may be bruised and battered, but you're not broken. Deep inside, you are whole and perfect. Some people can be unbelievably cruel, especially people who are in a position of trust, people who claim they love us. They behave the way they do through their own pain. This does not make it okay. Nothing makes hurtful behavior okay. Nothing. But knowing this can open that door of forgiveness. And please understand that forgiveness is the gift that we give ourselves. Forgiveness doesn't condone bad behavior or mean that we're in agreement with what someone has done. Not at all. Forgiveness doesn't mean awful behavior is okay. Forgiveness is about us. Forgiveness is about healing the pain within us and has nothing to do with anyone else. Forgiveness sets us free from the pain. Now, in a few short paragraphs, Florence details the power of inharmonious thoughts, words, and beliefs, and how they make our bodies sick. That energy settling in our joints and causing us pain and physical suffering. She outlines throughout the chapter the power of aligning our energy with the highest order of love of the superconscious, and how this alignment opens the way to fulfill our square of life. And that includes health, healing, renewing, and transforming our body through the energetic vibration of our words. And having the clear vision of happiness singing in our heart. Whatever happiness looks like for you. When we transform our thought patterns and beliefs, both conscious and subconscious, to that love vibration, blessing others to have more, even if they betrayed us, sending and infusing people and situations with love, holding and embracing the joy of gratitude in our heart. The way is open to fulfill our square of life, no matter what our life looks like in this moment. And this doesn't make us a doormat. On the contrary, this makes us powerful. The conscious intention to ascend to the love vibration opens the way for miracles to shake loose left and right. Existing in the love vibration is our goal. Tools that we can use to achieve this are gratitude, focusing on gratitude. Gratitude is love energy, and you can't be in love and fear energy at the same time. It's one or the other. Awareness. Expanding our awareness to identify and acknowledge resistance energy when we feel it in our body, and following through to the heal and release it so we can be free by using that following the breadcrumb technique, infusing it with love, or applying the Sedona method of release or any other technique that you have in your arsenal. And when we face this energy on our own, we get the opportunity to be free of it without some form of adversity pointing it out to us. That's always a good thing. Observing or facing fear. Facing all energy that's less than love, eye to eye, strips its power over us. Consciously choosing to be love. Make the conscious choice. Setting wheels into motion to create a higher outcome is as simple as consciously choosing. Infuse and bless with love energy. Infusing or blessing situations, people, and ourselves with love energy opens that way for a higher outcome. So let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We've unpacked the truth about worry, a deeper understanding of the superconscious and the subconscious becoming as one, as a vibratory force. We learned our true enemy is within, negative thought patterns and beliefs, how to recognize them and what to do with them, and that the true power we hold to bless, heal, and prosper, we learned what it really means to have power and dominion over our mind, body, and all created things. The power of the light within us to dissipate the darkness of stress, anxiety, and fear. We learned a new way to heal and release energy belief blocks with the Sedona method of release. And we have a list of action steps we can take to apply using our power. The power of our word is the energy that supports our spoken word, thoughts, and beliefs. It's the feelings we feel when we're thinking and speaking. What is your energy? Are you speaking and thinking through love or above? Or are your words and thoughts laced with fear in some form? Your homework is to state Florence's affirmation. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle, and wonders shall never cease. And then see the vision of you experiencing the joy of a miracle. The happiness and fulfilled feeling of a perfect day. Just what would that feel like? What would it look like? Vision it. And if you're not sure what that would look like, embrace the feeling of it and allow your mind's eye to explore those feelings through sight. Dream and dream big. What kind of day would you have? And then share it with us. Put those experiences in the Masterclass Facebook group. This is a simple action step, yet it is incredibly powerful. So if you have any questions about this, please ask. If you're still processing all of it now, not to worry. Just post those questions in the private Facebook community and we can discuss. So we are moving a tremendous amount of energy, so please be gentle with yourself and drink lots of water. Get rest when you need it. It may not look like you're moving a lot of energy, but you are. And next week, we're going to dive into chapter 4, the law of non-resistance. And that completes our content for today.